Review 1, page 46, Skills, Listening. Activity 1. Listen to a talk about three traditional festivals and their environmental impact. Number the pictures of the festivals in the order they are mentioned.
Nowadays, both traditional and modern festivals are trying to reduce their carbon footprints and promote eco-friendly practices. Today, I'm going to talk about three of them.
Now, let's look at this photo. Well, this is Forest Festival or Van Mahotsav in India, a tree planting festival taking place in the first week of July every year since 1950.
Its aim is to raise people's awareness about the importance of forests in India. As part of the festival, thousands of trees are planted by both children and adults all over the country. Next, I'll talk about Tet Festival or Vietnamese New Year traditions. As part of the celebration, people release live fish into rivers a week before the festival officially begins. This tradition comes from an ancient story and is believed to bring good luck.
It is also used to promote the protection and conservation of freshwater habitats. The event is now monitored by local authorities to ensure fish species are suitable for the ecological conditions of rivers. Music festivals are also becoming eco-friendly, and one example is Paleo Festival in Switzerland, which is held in July every year. Back in 2009, it introduced reusable cups.
Festival goers are also encouraged to use public transport as much as possible. Most food stalls sell local, organic or vegetarian food. The festival is also committed to using 100% green energy. Now, do you know any other eco-friendly festivals or traditions?